The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
This is Bob Burney Live, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon as we are in the midst of full-blown panic and hysteria. And folks, we should be the ones that are exempt to that panic and hysteria. Concern, of course. Caution, of course. Preparation, yes. Panic, no. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. This is Friday, and so we will have open phone lines if you just want to get something off your chest. You just want to talk about this pandemic, the virus, the measures that are being taken here in the state and federally. As we speak right now, the President of the United States is in the Rose Garden with a major press conference announcing just moments ago that he has proclaimed a national emergency. And he's laying out what that means. He is demanding that every state, all 50 states, immediately put in place emergency procedures. He is pleading with the private sector to cooperate with the government. He is laying out a long list of things that the federal government will be doing, and he is expecting state governments to do as well. He is still speaking, so we'll wait until it's finished and try to give you a summary of the things that he is ordering and the things that he is suggesting. Can I give you some scripture? One of our staff at lunchtime went over to Costco. He went over to get a cheap hot dog, I think, and he just kind of wanted to check things out, and he called it organized chaos. The lines were from all the registers all the way to the back of the store, and shopping carts piled high with toilet paper. It illustrates almost a mass hypnosis. This is a virus that from what I can gather, everything I've read, it's a pulmonary thing. It attacks your lungs. It's a breathing thing. It does not require inordinate amounts of toilet paper. And yet, we have seen on the news people grabbing up toilet paper. And so people without thinking, well, if everybody else is getting toilet paper, I've got to get toilet paper. Folks, please, 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 please. Can I give you some scripture? I just hope that this program and the rest of the programming here on WRFD will just be a source of peace and calm in the midst of this storm. I love the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, of all of the books in the Bible, the book of Philippians is probably more for the mind than any other book, particularly chapter 4. If you're struggling with anxiety, worry, care, concern, read the book of Philippians. It's just 4 chapters. You can read the entire book in probably 15 minutes. If you're a fast reader, you can probably read it in 10. If you're a really slow reader, probably 20 minutes, the entire book. And it is just filled with wonderful things to give you peace and calm. From Philippians chapter 4, let me just read you a few verses, beginning in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Always. Rejoice. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. God is here. You're not alone. And then verse 6, be careful or anxious or worrisome for nothing. That's what the Word of God says. Be anxious, be careful, be worrisome for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then verse 7 gives us the results of that. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. God is the source of our peace. And we are, and can I make another suggestion? Don't watch the news. Now, don't put your head in the sand. Don't ignore what's going on. But I just suggest, don't watch the news. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. And stay off most of the news sites on the internet. This morning, of course, most of you know, I spend several hours every single day in preparation for this program. I realize sometimes it doesn't sound like it, but I do. Every single day without exception, I spend hours combing the news sites, reading, analyzing, underlining, circling stories before I go on the air at 3:30. I do that every day. And I want you to know something. I'm concerned about this virus, but I am not worried. Joy and I had this conversation this morning. We're both in the high risk. We're in our 70s, early 70s, by the way. And I'm diabetic. I'm insulin-dependent diabetic. I am particularly in the high risk area for this disease. Am I worried? No, I'm really not. Am I fearful? Not at all. Now, with that said, however, I'm doing preparation for the program today, and I'm looking at all the websites. And all of a sudden, I found my heart beating a little faster and breathing just a tiny bit labored. And I began to be just a teeny weeny little bit anxious. Just reading about this and this and this and this and this and this is canceled and this is canceled and that's canceled and we're all going to die. And I seriously, I had to bring myself back to the promises of God and realize I serve a sovereign God, and this whole virus thing is no surprise to him. And God has known for about 10 billion years whether I will get this virus. And who knows? I could. I'm not exempt. Neither any of you. But the God I serve already knows. Now, that's not foolhardy. And I'm not being foolish. I'm being careful. I'm being cautious. I am washing my hands much more often. Joy and I have our little bottle of, Purell, and I've got disinfectant wipes on the desk in my office. Yeah, I'm not taking careless risk, but I am not living in fear. Joy and I went to a restaurant to eat today. Didn't think a thing about the people around me, So just a reminder, we serve a sovereign God. None of this is out of his control. That does not mean that we should not take personal responsibility, because we should. But we should not be living in panic. We should not. So I hope that all of us will be a place of calm in the midst of the storm swirling around us. What a great opportunity to tell people about Jesus. A lot of people are really scared. Maybe they'll be thinking about eternity. What a great opportunity to tell them about Jesus.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, when we face a severe crisis as we are, and this, folks, listen, this is a severe crisis. It is yet to be seen how much of a physical medical crisis this is. We just don't know. That's really unknown here in America. But from an economic standpoint, we already know this is a very, very severe crisis economically. Thousands and thousands of people are going to lose jobs or be laid off temporarily. And when we face a crisis of this magnitude, there will be heroes and there will be zeros. I honestly do not know why anybody would ever watch CNN ever again. When the president addressed the nation on Wednesday night, he referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. Okay? He referred to the virus as a foreign virus. Jim Acosta and Chris Cuomo went ballistic on the air, accusing him of xenophobia. Now, I have an audio clip that begins with Jim Acosta and Chris Cuomo making fun of the president. That's the first couple seconds. The rest of the clip is a collage of audio from CNN. This is all from CNN. Here it is. Listen.
This is all happening at a time that we're starting to see a message shift here, because you're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump Co., calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
Concern is growing this morning over an outbreak of a new SARS-like virus in China. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus.
The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan virus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus. What more can you tell us about the similarities or differences between SARS and the Wuhan coronavirus?
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus in China.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
From the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
Fears continue to grow over the outbreak of the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra. It's a mighty, mighty racist bass tone.
I hear Stephen Miller in this foreign virus setting up travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease. That's not the
way Chinese coronavirus that they've been
that's not
the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus. This is coming as the Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Outbreak anxiety. The death toll nearly doubles in China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Just how bad is China's coronavirus crisis?
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
Concerns about the China coronavirus.
It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term.
All of the quotes in the middle were from CNN correspondents, participants on CNN. Bookended on both ends were Acosta and Chris Cuomo saying the president is a xenophobe, because he referred to it as a foreign virus. So if Trump says it, he's a bigoted xenophobe. But if CNN says it, well, they're just reporting the news. It is especially despicable, I believe, for anyone to use a crisis like this for any political gain or political points. Just my opinion. Which means there's a great deal of despicability at CNN. It's sad. If there was ever a time that we should be coming together as Americans, it should be now. The liberal left is doing everything they possibly can to keep us from uniting. And that is incredibly sad.